Inflation was mostly unchanged, and we'll share why. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 12th day of December. Thanks for being with us again today. In other news, the markets did react to the inflation report. But wait, a hostile hotel takeover? We'll share details. Google loses an antitrust case, and it's a big deal. A Tesla driver is killed again. Think autopilot. What will the Fed do tomorrow? We have some thoughts. Let's talk about income and find out who might be in the upper class. We have the Wall Street Report and the Google search terms of 2023. For the interview, you'll meet Todd Westren III, the man behind the upcoming Iowa Farmers of Color Conference. It is an amazing story. But first, the news.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful as always that you have decided to spend some time with us again today. Searching for us on Twitter, now known as X, you can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Over on Threads, it's Insight on Business, and our Facebook page is Insight on Business, the News Hour. Inflation last month was basically unchanged, even while gas prices fell. So what was it that kept inflation even with the month before? The Associated Press is reporting that underlying price pressures from apartment rents, restaurant meals, auto insurance, car repairs, and other services remained stubbornly high. Last month's inflation data arrived just a day before the Federal Reserve will end a two-day policy meeting and announce its latest decisions on interest rates. The Fed is expected to keep its key rate unchanged for the third straight time. Most economists expect the rate of price increases to keep slowing in the months ahead, although the decline could follow a bumpy path. Inflation should fall much closer to the Fed's 2% target by the end of next year. Wages and rental prices, among other items, are now increasing more gradually. Compared with a year ago, inflation dipped to 3.1% for November, and that's down from a 3.2% year-over-year rise in October. The inflation news did rattle Wall Street early in the morning, but as the day wore on, investors focused on what might be happening tomorrow with the Fed policy meeting ending. The bet is the central bank will leave interest rates alone. Wall Street liked that thought, and the major indexes ended the day in the green. I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. You don't see this very often, but it appears there's a story about a hostile takeover of a hotel chain. The AP is reporting that Choice Hotels is launching a hostile takeover offer for Wyndham Hotels and Resorts after repeated attempts to reach a deal with a rival hotel chain were rebuffed. Choice Hotels said that its exchange offer to shareholders of Wyndham, which runs Days Inn, La Quinta, Ramada, and a host of other brands, is the same as its last bid to company management, which was $49.50 in cash and 0.324 shares of Choice common stock per Wyndham share. The exchange offer gives Wyndham shareholders the chance to choose to receive all cash, all shares, or a combination of the two. The offer put the value of the deal for Wyndham, the larger of the two chains, at about $8 billion. Choice has been trying to work out a deal for Wyndham for some time, but it's been held at arm's length. In October, Wyndham rejected an unsolicited $8 billion buyout offer from Choice. At the time, Wyndham called the proposal opportunistic and said that it undervalued the company's growth potential. The offer was rejected unanimously by its board. Wyndham said in a release that its board will evaluate Choice's offer to determine a course of action that it feels best serves the company and its shareholders. It's a big blow to Google, and we're talking about the antitrust case the company lost. But it is a big win for Epic Games, the maker of the popular Fortnite video game that brought the lawsuit, and analysts say for the broader game developer community. A federal court jury decided the company's payment system was anti-competitive and damaged smartphone consumers and software developers. The jury reached its decision with just 3 hours of deliberation after listening to 2 hours of closing arguments from the lawyers on the opposing sides of the case. In the end, they sided with Epic, whose lawyer depicted Google as a ruthless bully that deploys a bribe and block strategy to discourage competition against its Play Store for Android apps. Now comes a decision as to the penalty. However, Google is sure to appeal the decision. Stay tuned. For the third time since 2016, a driver of a Tesla being operated on autopilot has been killed. A Tesla that was using autopilot ran underneath a crossing tractor-trailer rig, raising questions about the partially automated system's safety and where it should be allowed to operate. The crash, south of Washington, D.C., remains under investigation by the U.S. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, which sent investigators to Virginia last summer and began a broader probe of autopilot more than 2 years ago. The central bank has been fighting inflation for nearly 2 years, and on Wednesday, the Open Markets Committee will report on next steps, and the bets are the Fed will not increase the preferred rate and will, in fact, start cutting rates next year. Now, Wall Street is laser-focused on the new quarterly economic projections that will be released after the Fed's meeting, and that will include a forecast of where policymakers expect their key rate to be at the end of 2024. While the economic projections paint a more optimistic picture of the economy, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell is expected to stick to the script about keeping interest rates elevated until policymakers are convinced that inflation has returned to the central bank's 2% target. We will know more soon. The question is, how much income must you make to be considered in the upper class? Well, the folks at Go Banking Rates took a look at this, and they report in the U.S. the median household income stands at about $75,000, according to the Census Bureau. Households greatly surpassing this amount, typically around $250,000 or more, are often considered upper class. A middle class income is roughly in the $50,000 to $150,000 range, according to finance expert Jake Claver. Those in the upper middle class have an estimated household income of $150,000 to $250,000. Now, the exact threshold can fluctuate based on a variety of factors, such as local cost of living and inflation. In addition, there are other factors that can decide where you and your family land. Wealth accumulation, including assets like property, investments, and savings, are also significant factors. A person may have an income on the lower end of the upper class spectrum, but possess considerable wealth in assets, reinforcing their financial position. See what you learn here? Wall Street continued its winning ways after a slow start. The Dow finished the day up by 173 points to close at 36,557, while the Nasdaq climbed upward by 100 points to 14,533, and the S&P 500 added 21 points to finish the trade at 4643. The blue chips were impacted by positive gains by American Express and Salesforce. Meanwhile, West Texas Intermediate crude took another nosedive, off by a whopping $2.51, to be at $68.81 a barrel at news time. Watch gas prices go lower. Also at news time, the 10-year Treasury fell to 4.208%, and that should be good news for the housing industry. Well, the word is out, and finally there is this, and this is about the words, the major Google search words, for 2023's top news search in the U.S. and globally was war in Israel and Gaza. The next most searched news topics around the world were the Titan submersible implosion back in June and the earthquake in Turkey. When it came to movie search trends, Barbie and Oppenheimer took the top spots in the U.S., while Damar Hamlin, who sparked debate about NFL safety, was the year's most searched person, followed by Jeremy Renner and Travis Kelce. What? No Taylor Swift? All right, stay with us and click ahead for a conversation about the Iowa Farmers of Color Conference slated for this Saturday. My guest is Todd Westren III, whose family has farmed in Iowa since 1864 and makes up just the 1.4% of black farmers in the entire United States. It is a great story, and you are invited to participate. Thanks for listening.